William Morrow and Harper Audio present Swing Kings, the inside story of baseball's home run revolution by Jared Diamond, read by Joe Farinacci. Prologue. The day I conquered the swing. The sun shone bright over Dean Field one warm weekend morning, bathing Scarsdale High School's baseball park in a beautiful summertime glow. I was 15, representing my town in a travel league against teams from around the area. There was no fence in right field at this point in my life. One would be constructed later. For now, there was just a large, steep hill, the base of which sat more than 300 feet from home plate and extended straight up until it reached Post Road, high above the outfield. It took quite a drive to reach that hill, and as a left-handed batter, I had always dreamed of hitting a ball up onto it. That hill seemed so far away, yet so close, as if it were mocking me every time a fly ball fell short. Reaching that hill represented strength. It represented power. It represented the culmination of all the hours I had spent in my life thus far playing a game that would never love me anywhere near as much as I loved it. If I could just drive a ball onto that hill, all the work I had put in would mean something. Our opponent that day was Dobbs Ferry, a little village located on the Hudson River. As I warmed up, nothing felt any different than it ever had before. It was just another game in a summer full of them. Except this game was different from any other I had ever played in. In my first at-bat, I crushed a majestic fly ball well beyond the reach of any defender.